He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning, March the 16th, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in Carlsbad, California. Coming to you once again today from Charleston, South Carolina, sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the freighters go by. I hope they're coming in with lots of goods and they're leaving with lots of goods from America. I don't think that's the fact of the matter, however. Given our trade imbalance, I think a lot more is coming into these ports than is leaving. If I see a freighter leaving empty from Charleston, I'm going to phone the White House. Does anybody have that 800 number there? 1-800-CALL-TRUMP and tell them, hey, look, this trade imbalance, something's got to give here. Well, we do have a green day so far on this final day of the trading week with the Dow up 62 points. That puts it at 24,935, just a whisper away from 25,000 once again. Of course, we've been at above 26,000. We weren't there for very long, but we were there. The S&P 500 is up 9 points right now. That puts us at 2756. The NASDAQ is up 18 points. That's a quarter of a percent. Puts us at 7,500. On the NASDAQ, crude oil is down 8 cents to $61.11. It's been mired in that 60 area for quite some time now. And the 10-year yield moving back up a little bit here. We got down to 2.80. Now we're at 2.85 this morning. As you can see, there's upwards pressure on interest rates. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in the southwest corner of the U.S., Carlsbad, but right now I'm in the southeast corner of the U.S., sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. This is a very beautiful place, Charleston is. A lot of history here, a lot of tourism, a lot of commerce, a lot of blue skies, blue water, a lot of white, shiny boats out there. Very beautiful scene here on this Friday, the last day of the trading week. Well, yesterday we had kind of an interesting day. We had a volatile day. We have one of those days where the tide comes in and then the tide goes out and then it comes in and then it goes out, all within the space of a couple of hours. Yesterday we had Peter Navarro, who appeared on CNBC. Now, he's in Trump's cabinet, right next to the breakfast cereal, but he is the director of White House National Trade Council, all right? He was right there with Gary Cohn and soon to be, I guess, Larry Kudlow. And while he was on CNBC, he tried to ease fears that the Trump administration's actions could lead to a trade war, all right? I mean, they keep saying there's not going to be a trade war, but the market, probably best expressed by the stock of Boeing, BA, which has had its worst week in a couple of years, seemingly at the center of any kind of a trade war. At least that's the thought on the street. And Peter Navarro spoke, and the market started to move higher. We started to get a rally in the market yesterday. The tide started to come in. And when the tide's coming in, incoming tide, bringing all the bait and fresh fish into the harbor for the big fish, the bite started. And then all of a sudden, I got a flash announcement on my phone that the Trump administration, or that Robert Mueller subpoenaed the Trump Organization for documents, some of them related to Russia. And then the tide immediately started going out again. The bite shut down as quickly as it started. There was also a ruling yesterday on the pipelines that really impacted the pipeline stocks. Now, I have been avoiding the pipeline stocks. They are interest rate sensitive. They are bond proxies. I don't like the bond market, therefore I do not like bond proxies. I have no exposure to the MLPs, the master limited partnerships that carry crude oil through those pipelines. And they sold off pretty heavily yesterday on that ruling. They're making a little bit of a comeback today, but they don't do well in a rising interest rate environment. And that's enough for me, but now you've got some regulatory problems with these pipeline stocks. And in fact, as I write the newsletter every week, and today is Newsletter Friday, I've got my newsletter face on today, this morning, ready. I've already finished one portfolio for the day. It's looking very good. The Premier Growth Portfolio, well ahead of the S&P 500 so far this year. Knock on wood. Keep your fingers crossed. But I have been reporting that one of the worst sectors, you know, that's another important part of the app. It ranks the sectors of the market. It ranks the asset classes in the market. It ranks the indexes from all over the world on a relative basis in the market. And I've been reporting at the bottom of the heap now for several months has been the MLP sector. Yes, it is an asset class. It is a sector all of its own. A lot of people invest in the MLPs. They were starting to look good, and then they look bad, and it is at the bottom of the heap of the sector rankings, very near to the bottom. So I've kept you out of the MLPs, and they continue to look sour. Well, we have a new space race. How about this? Vladimir Putin has announced a mission to Mars next year. Maybe he can man that mission and just stay there. Followed by manned trips in a bid to colonize the red planet. Well, it all fits, doesn't it? The red country of communism, colonizing the red planet. And guess what? They can bring socialism to Mars, just what Mars needs. In the meantime, NASA, the U.S. version of the space war, is also planning a mission for the summer of 2020, they're taking applications now if you want to ride along. Now, this will be an unmanned spacecraft. When the positions of the two planets relative to each other are optimal for a landing on Mars. A landing on Mars. Will we see that? I can still remember where I was when Neil Armstrong was broadcasting from the moon. From the moon. Well, we'll see. Private companies are also in the mix with SpaceX's, that's Elon Musk, Mars rocket, likely ready for test flights in 2000. So the race for Mars is on. Today is quadruple witching day. In other words, be prepared for the tide coming in, the tide going out, the tide coming in, the tide coming out, all within the space of about 15 minutes. U.S. index futures, looking forward to it. Today we get, you know, options expiring, futures expiring. It will be a wild and crazy day in the market. We have a little bit of data here on the economy. We'll get to that in a minute. You know, yesterday, last evening actually here in Charleston, I get any kind of important breaking news. I get news alerts on my telephone because that's important for a money manager to know what's going on in the world. Sometimes they come in the middle of the night, doggone it. Well, yesterday I got a news alert that President Trump had decided to remove H.R. McMaster from the administration. Well, he's just in charge of, like, national defense, right? I think the NSA. And this morning, McMaster says, what are they talking about? We have a good working relationship. There are no changes at the NSC. Well, fake news, I guess. And where did that fake news come from? The Washington Post. This has been a volatile couple of weeks within the Trump administration, however. with Gary Cohn resigning as the economic advisor. And, of course, we lost our Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson. And no, he didn't quit. He was fired by the celebrity. The Apprentice was fired, I guess. So there's been a little bit of turmoil this week, but no truth, at least for now. Sometimes where there's smoke, there's fire, that General McMaster will be leaving the NSC. In the meantime, the U.S. has leveled new sanctions on Russia. How many more sanctions can we level on them? Now it's critical infrastructure, energy, nuclear, water, commercial facilities. America gets tough. And how is the market reacting? This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27th, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, headquartered in Carlsbad, California. I am headed to Florida for spring break. No, not really, but I will be in Sarasota on Wednesday, March 28th, Thursday, March 29th, and Friday, March 30th. I will be available for one-on-one, face-to-face meetings during those days. I finish my radio show at 11 a.m. on those days, so anytime after that, I am available to meet with you. If you'd like to set up an appointment with me for one of these days, you can call us at 855-611-BEST or go to our website at GundersonCapital.com. I will be at my downtown Sarasota office at 1990 Main Street, suite number 750. This office is located inside the Sarasota Courthouse building. If you would like for me to review your current portfolio, it would be helpful if you bring a recent statement with you. I only have about 20 spots during the 3 days that I will be there. These spots are already filling fast. See you in beautiful Sarasota.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Wednesday is full in Sarasota. Thursday, I have one appointment left. And on Friday, I have two appointments left. So we have three left overall. If I have to add a day, if I have to come a day earlier Tuesday, even if I have to come there Monday, I'm willing to do that. So if these last three fill up, I mean, we're looking at a couple weeks from now still. There's still a lot of time to book an appointment with me while I'm there. I look forward to meeting with you one-on-one, face-to-face, talking to me about your situation in beautiful downtown Sarasota, overlooking the harbor, the bay, and all of the beautiful sights of Sarasota. You can call me at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or you can go to the website at GundersonCapital.com. Wednesday is full. Thursday, one appointment left. Friday, two appointments left. But I'll start booking Monday and Tuesday if needs be. All right, so 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. All right. Let's just continue on with the news feed today. It is a pretty good day for news here in the market, and much of this news impacts your 401k, your IRA, your Roth IRA. That's why it's very important to see what's going on around the world. What would the end of the world look like? I think we get a glimpse of that yesterday or when was this? They recorded this for 60 Minutes. You'll see it on 60 Minutes this weekend. Saudi Arabia threatens to develop a nuclear bomb. Okay. Saudi Arabia does not want to acquire any nuclear bombs, but without a doubt, if Iran developed a nuclear bomb, Saudi Arabia says, King Salman, Saudi Arabia would also develop a nuclear bomb. Okay, so you got Iran with a nuclear bomb to the north. You've got Saudi Arabia with a nuclear bomb in the south. You got Israel right in the middle. And you can only imagine. The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia already has plans to build 16 nuclear power reactors within 25 years. And those nuclear power reactors could also come along with some nuclear warheads. So that's why you'll see Trump, President Trump, I think, wanting to redo the Iran deal, because it would not be a good thing for Iran to have a nuclear weapon. Housing starts below expectations in February. That was a cold month. You try digging into the ground in February, it's frozen. It's hard to start trenching, laying down foundations for new houses. February housing starts 1.23 million versus 1.285 million. Now, I did own a housing stock. I liked it when the builder-in-chief was elected and the stock made a really nice run. But as interest rates started to edge higher, I sold my one housing stock. And I'm glad I've sold it because it's continued to descend ever since then. So not a fan of the housing stocks right now in a rising interest rate environment. housing starts below expectations in February. Chamber of Commerce warns against U.S. tariffs. Okay, this is a very important issue right now, impacting the stock market. The last time that we had tariffs as a retaliatory trade measure was from President Obama when he slapped a tariff on Chinese tires. It saved about 250 U.S. jobs, and it drove the price of tires higher. In general, tariffs and trade wars are not good. Nobody wins, drives prices up. The consumer is the big loser in a trade war. But at the same time, there's got to be a balance there somewhere. I see these big freighters coming in from Singapore and other ports in Asia, loaded with goods, ready to unload them in the U.S. And I see these freighters leaving almost empty, going back to the Chinese mainland, the mainland of China. So there's got to be a happy medium here somewhere. But according to the Chamber of Commerce, tariffs of $30 billion a year would wipe out over a third of the savings of American families. It would wipe out the savings that they receive from the doubling of the standard deduction in the tax reform. If tariffs reach $60 billion, the impact would be even more devastating. So the Chamber of Commerce warning against tariffs. Broadcom, Intel, Qualcomm, they just can't leave the news. This has been a story for quite some time. We know that President Trump put the kibosh on the hostile takeover attempt by Broadcom, which is a Singapore company, on Qualcomm. The hostile takeover attempt of Qualcomm. And there was that rumor floating around that maybe Intel would get involved in the fray and come along and buy Broadcom. Well, Broadcom's in the news. I don't own Broadcom anymore. I did own Broadcom, which symbol is AVGO. AVGO has been a rumored takeover target of Intel. Intel says, no way. Intel already has spent a lot of money. They acquired Altera not too long ago, which is a large chip maker in the Bay Area. And don't forget, Intel spent a lot of money buying Mobileye, which is a leader in autonomous driving technology. And the CEO of Intel, Brian Krasnovich, saying, "We have no interest whatsoever in Broadcom." In the meantime, Qualcomm may be seeking funding for a leveraged buyout. That would be an interesting thing. And Qualcomm shares today are up 1.8%. Former chairman Paul Jacobs seeking to partner with other investors to launch a takeover offer, which would, I guess, take the company private. Jacobs has held talks with several investment firms, including SoftBank's Vision Fund, but so far he has been unable to secure the necessary financing. Well, I keep my eye on Qualcomm. It's a San Diego company. It employs a lot of people. I have clients that work for Qualcomm. We'll see if anything happens there. Now, on Wednesday of this week, or Tuesday of this week, I went out on a limb. I go out on a limb every time I write the newsletter. I go out on a limb, for heaven's sakes. But I featured a stock that was due to report earnings just 2 days after I went out on the limb. How did I do on that limb? The company reported after the close of the market yesterday. Well, when we come back, we'll talk about that company. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
This is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, headquartered in Carlsbad, California. I am headed to Florida for spring break. No, not really, but I will be in Sarasota on Wednesday, March 28th, Thursday, March 29th, and Friday, March 30th. I will be available for one-on-one, face-to-face meetings during those days. I finish my radio show at 11 a.m. on those days, so anytime after that, I am available to meet with you. If you'd like to set up an appointment with me for one of these days, you can call us at 855-611-BEST. Or go to our website at GundersonCapital.com. I will be at my downtown Sarasota office at 1990 Main Street, suite number 750. This office is located inside the Sarasota Courthouse building. If you would like for me to review your current portfolio, it would be helpful if you bring a recent statement with you. I only have about 20 spots during the 3 days that I will be there. These spots are already filling fast. See you in beautiful Sarasota.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Thank you. we've got the market picking up a little bit of steam here as the tide coming in right now, and got a little bit of a bite going on in the NASDAQ, got a little bit of a bite going on in the S&P 500, and we've got quite a voracious bite in one company that I featured on Tuesday. They came in last night, beat their estimates quite handily, and the stock is breaking out to new highs this morning. We'll talk about that in a minute. A couple other companies to talk about here. First, I'm always happy to see Salem Media reporting earnings. They beat on their profits with the help of expense cuts. Of course, I have a very good relationship with the folks at Salem, as I am on the Salem Radio Network as a part of the shows that I do here on a daily basis. We also have a little biotech stock that I want to bring up here. It's been on my A-plus momentum list for quite some time. I had 448 stocks yesterday on my A-plus momentum list. These are short-term movers, which many times can be an early indication of stocks getting ready to make big moves. No guarantees there, but it's always good to see the strongest stocks in the market. An unusually high number right now, above 400, which makes my days a little bit longer because I do look at all 400 of those A-plus ranked stocks. Normally it's around 100 to 150. But we have had a very strong market here since the big swoon in February. One of the themes that I've been watching is this CAR-T technology. Now, this is where they come in and they re-engineer. They remove genes from your body. They re-engineer and then they put them back, or cells in your body, and put those cells back in your body. And it comes in, could be a major way of fighting different maladies, especially cancer. One of the ones that I've had my eye on is a Swiss company. No, there's no holes in it. There might be, I don't know, CRISPR Therapeutics. CRSP is a Switzerland-based developer of gene-based medicines for serious diseases using its CRISPR Cas9 gene editing platform. Well, musicians know that you can play a riff and you can play a song and you can miss a note here or there and you can come back and edit and correct those wrong notes on the computer or that wrong voice. That wrong key or that wrong note you sang in that one part. Well, how about extracting genes from your body and editing them and putting them back into your body? A gene editing platform. Kind of like, you know, Pro Tools, that's the one. Trying to learn that Pro Tools, though, to change a note here or there. It's a stiff learning curve. Imagine editing genes. Well, CRISPR Therapeutics, keep your eye on that one. CRSP, a $2.5 billion company. They are getting a very bullish report from Guggenheim, who I believe own the Chicago Cubs. The firm boosted its target to a street high 85 for its potentially best-in-class allogeneic CAR-T approach that may be disruptive to immuno-oncology. There's that word, disruptive. Now, it doesn't always work out. There's claims of disruptive technologies that end up not being disruptive technologies. I think of Theranos, which had the blood testing Edison machine wherein you could just prick a finger, just enough blood. You didn't have to get the old needle stuck in the jugular vein while you scream bloody murder or pass out. No, you could just prick the finger, and that would give all these blood, allow their magic machine to do all these blood panels. Well, now they're being investigated, Theranos is, by the SEC for major fraud. They raised $700 million on that blood machine. They never went public. but they had venture capital as much as they wanted, as long as they made those claims. And pretty soon, their little blood testing machine was in all of the Walgreens stores, where you could just give a little prick of blood and they would test you for all the usual stuff, you know. And ended up not being what they claimed it to be. But for now, CRISPR may have a potential best-in-class allogeneic approach that may be disruptive in immuno-oncology. It uses donor cells for CAR T rather than a patient's own, and are currently approved only for blood cancers. But Guggenheim is looking to the possibility that such donor cells could be used to attack solid tumors and particular kidney cancer. Well, I'm hoping for the best for this company. All right. On Tuesday, I featured Adobe Systems. Adobe Systems is my 10th biggest holding at Gunderson Capital Management. I am now up 57% on this holding. Adobe Systems, I featured on Tuesday. I said, you know, I'm putting my neck on the line here. They're going to report earnings on Thursday. I could look like a fool, which I've been known to do from time to time. I try not to if I can help it. Well, Adobe Systems beat by 11 cents, beat on revenue, so I look like a genius today. You know, it's a flip of a coin. When a company reports quarterly earnings, it's a flip of a coin. But you know what? It's been my observation over the years that good companies, that best stocks now, why are they best stocks now? Because they have a tendency, in my opinion, a higher probability, in my opinion, I've never done the research to prove this, it's just been an observation of mine, and it would just seem like a logical conclusion that good companies have a tendency to report good earnings, and bad companies have a tendency to report bad earnings. Well, Adobe has been a best stock now for a couple of years, and they came in and they had good earnings. They beat by 11 cents. They beat on revenues. The stock is breaking out right now to new all-time highs. It is now up 2.5%. It's up $5.49 per share. They saw 30% subscription growth. Of course, that was a big game changer for Adobe when they said, you know what, instead of always having to buy the upgrade of Photoshop, the upgrade of PDF Acrobat, the upgrade of InDesign or whatever it is that you use, you can just subscribe, and every time there's an upgrade, it comes along with your subscription. Well, it was a good model because the stock has had phenomenal earnings growth ever since then. Now, in addition to beating their earnings estimates, they guided higher going forward, and that's always a good thing. So we'll see where those new numbers come in at. Before this earnings report, they were expected to make $7.13 next year. And we'll see what kind of impact this earnings report has on that $7.13. If the $7.13 go higher, then the price target will go higher. That's how that works. Adobe at $224.37 per share today. Boy, you go back to 2010, 2011, this was a $22 stock. It's a 10-bagger since then. Growth rate, earnings growth over the last 5 years, 27% per year. I continue to own Adobe in my premier growth portfolio, which had a great year last year, and it's having a very good year here in 2018. It's off to a very good start, running well ahead of the S&P 500, which I guess would be the best index because this is a large cap portfolio. I can go anywhere in the world with it. It's unconstrained. And if needs be, I can hedge it from time to time to try to take the bump out of a bumpy road. And if things go downright south in the market, which they will at some point in time, I'm unconstrained. I'm not like your average mutual fund, which has to stay fully invested and long the market. I can introduce some inverse funds if needs be. But right now, it's pedal to the metal. We're making hay while the sun shines. Because it doesn't always shine, does it? We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, headquartered in Carlsbad, California. I am headed to Florida for spring break. No, not really, but I will be in Sarasota on Wednesday, March 28th, Thursday, March 29th, and Friday, March 30th. I will be available for one-on-one, face-to-face meetings during those days. I finish my radio show at 11 a.m. on those days, so anytime after that, I am available to meet with you. If you'd like to set up an appointment with me for one of these days, you can call us at 855-611-BEST. Or go to our website at GundersonCapital.com. I will be at my downtown Sarasota office at 1990 Main Street, suite number 750. This office is located inside the Sarasota Courthouse building. If you would like for me to review your current portfolio, it would be helpful if you bring a recent statement with you. I only have about 20 spots during the 3 days that I will be there. These spots are already filling fast. See you in beautiful Sarasota.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, today I'll be writing the Best Stocks Now newsletter. And that's about a 10 to 12 hour project every Friday and Saturday. And I'll do my best to send that out as early on Saturday as I possibly can. I will have a featured article. I don't know what I'll be writing about this week. I've been writing in past weeks about trade wars. I've been talking about earnings season, a very important issue. Stocks follow earnings. The bond market follows interest rates. That's a very simple rule to adhere to in the market that will help you greatly in your asset allocations. I'll be talking about where we're at in the market so far, where the leading indexes in the market are, where the laggards are, what are the leading asset classes. I have my ranking each week. There's basically five asset classes, but I break it down. I take it a little further into 33 because you can't just say U.S. stocks because there's U.S. small cap stocks, there's U.S. mid cap stocks, there's U.S. large cap, U.S. micro cap. And you take a look at the bond market, there's short-term bonds, there's intermediate-term bonds. These are all different asset classes that you have a choice of on the menu to order from. Place your order, fill your portfolio, design your portfolio, just as those teams are currently in Florida and Arizona. Maybe I'll get to a Grapefruit League game while I'm here. We'll see. I got to some Cactus League games in Arizona. Well, they're lining up their asset allocation for the year. How many infielders do they want on their team? How many catchers are they going to carry this year? I think it's a waste to carry three catchers myself, but who am I to say? How many outfielders are we going to carry? How many guys in the bullpen? How many position players, how many pinch hitters do we want to have on the bench? That's your asset allocation. And once you've got that asset allocation decided, the basic design of your team, now you want to find the best infielders. Right now, the Padres have about seven or eight guys duking it out for those four infield positions. The starters have pretty much been decided. Now it's just up to the two or three extra guys that they'll carry on the team. And obviously they're trying to fill the team with the best that they can find. Asset allocation, best sectors now, best indexes now, and down to best players now, best stocks now. Why would you want anything less than the best in your portfolio? You have to ask yourself, look at your portfolio. Let's say you own IBM, for instance, or you own Coca-Cola, for instance. Is that a best stock now? Coca-Cola's sales have been dropping for the last several years. Now, last night, I picked up one of these new, they've got a thin, tall can now of Diet Coke. And they have some fancy, smancy flavors. But you know what? I'm trying the cherry here this morning. It's called, where is it? It's called, they've got some kind of crazy name on it. I guess I'm done with it. There it is. Okay, it's called, let's see, Feisty Cherry. You know what? I've had their zero cherry Coke. It tastes exactly the same. It's just in a tall, slim, slender can. Now, I also got a little six-pack of the Blood Orange. I'll give a report on that on Monday. And they have ginger lime. Now, that could be interesting, okay? But now you're seeing these soft drinks. I've seen everything from cucumber basil soft drinks to jalapeno cherry. All right, we're getting kind of crazy here. But Coca-Cola's earnings and sales have been going the wrong way for several years. It's pretty hard to make a case that it's the best stock now. It's good product, good company, American iconic company. But I'm an investor. I want growth. I need companies that are growing. If stocks follow earnings, then I want earnings that are rising, not earnings that are flat. Not Diet Coke that's flat. Not sales that are declining. I want things going the other way. So anyways, we'll be talking about best sectors now, best asset classes now. This is the methodology behind the newsletter. Talk about the current valuation of the market. We are now done. Earnings season for the fourth quarter of 2017 is in the books. And in another 2 weeks, we'll put the final period on this quarter. And it looks like it might be an exclamation point on this current quarter that we're in. Because we're looking right now for 19.8% growth this quarter versus the same quarter last year. I'll go through the technical analysis in the newsletter of all the major indexes. How are they looking overall technically? I reported in January that the indexes were very extended. Very extended. And what happened in February? You know, things have a way of reverting back to the mean. And then, of course, for all of you live trading subscribers and all of my clients, they get to see what I own in each portfolio and how it's done year to date. The premier growth, which the vast majority of my clients are in, I call that my flagship fund, is off to a very, very, very good start here so far in 2018, especially as compared to the S&P 500. If you have a 401k at work, I have a 401k allocation. I just show about 25 different T. Rowe Price funds, and I say, here's how I would have my 401k allocated in the environment that we're currently in. I show you my top 300 stocks as of today, the top-ranked mutual funds in the market right now. So there's no shortage of information. It's a very thorough look at the market on a weekly basis, very methodical. I look at the same things every week, so I have a good feel. I have my pulse on the market, and I report back to you. Most of it's pictures. You could read it in 5 minutes and have a good feel for where the different asset classes are, interest rates, the bond market, the stock market, blah, blah, blah. You can get my newsletter at GundersonCapital.com. And if you'd like to hire me as your money manager, 855-611-BEST. Sarasota appointments, only a few left. 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.